This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that?
Kim Jong-un. He needs a summit to happen more than the U.S. Here with reaction, author of the upcoming book, The Briefing, former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is with us, and former White House Press Secretary, Fox News contributor Ari Fleischer. It's a sad position for Democrats to be in. All these 14 record states on low unemployment, all these different demographics on low unemployment records. You know, the president, North Korea is a great thing. For them to be happy, he has to fail.
Well, that's all true. But, Sean, I have a surprising conclusion about how bad it is with the press. It's actually good for Republicans, because the press is so separating itself from the American people, particularly in the battleground states, that the Democrats read their good, favorable press clips, they read the vehement, anti-vitriolic Trump clips, and they believe them. And the more they believe the good press they're getting, the more they separate themselves from the voters. The press has separated themselves from the American people. So you have a slice left that believes the press.
You might be the last press secretary that ever had a chance at that job. I mean, I watched our friend Sean Spicer, who did it. Sean, I don't know how you did that job. They can't pay anybody enough for that job. And Sarah Huckabee is amazing. She has the patience of Job. I could not do the job you two have done.
The wounds are finally starting to heal. I would agree with... Can I just say something on North Korea, though? Yeah. Look, the funny part is all those clips forget what the president said at the beginning, which is, if we get a deal, great. I might walk out. He laid the predicate for this a long time ago, and everybody's forgetting how he approached this to begin with. That's the important thing. The president has made very clear that he's willing to meet with him, but he's willing to walk away from the table. That's what all of these people in their reports have forgotten, and you're absolutely right. He's gotten Kim Jong-un to give 3 American hostages back. He's gotten them to start talking about denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. Unemployment's at a record low. So many millions of Americans are benefiting, and they are doing whatever they can to figure out what negative news to cover, because at the end of the day, what's so fascinating is most Americans are saying, you know what, this president is keeping his promises, he's getting things done, and America's a better country before it. So I know that for a lot of folks in the press corps, they're trying to figure out, well, where else can I find? What can I go after him on? But at the end of the day, Ari's right. They continue to show how wildly out of touch they are with the American people, because the president is getting results both domestically and foreign policy-wise. He's keeping the country safe. He's developing jobs. He's creating a robust economy.
Bring it back to North Korea for a second. If Trump decides he's not going to go, the press is going to blame Donald Trump. If Kim Jong-un decides he's not going to go, the press is going to blame Donald Trump. They will not blame the communist totalitarian dictator. They'll blame Donald Trump. And this is
what about
works.
The three hostages?
At the end of
the day, crossing the DMZ? What about no rockets fired over Japan?
Well, they covered the hostages, but it was a one-day story. But this is, again, Sean, my point about how the press is separating itself from the people that they rely on, depend on to buy their papers and news. Mm-hmm. Jill Abramson, the former executive editor of the New York Times, said that every time Trump calls them fake news, she hears the ka-ching of the cash register as more people subscribe online. That's the curse of the New York Times, because the people who are subscribing online are so oppositional to Donald Trump.
The
New York Times has to deliver the opposition. It's becoming the voice of the opposition. Newspapers, the media, cannot be oppositional. They have to be factual. And that's what's gotten lost.
Well, this is what got the media in trouble, right? Because they started buying into their own headlines and their own press clippings and misunderstood and mismeasured the candidate, Donald Trump, who is now the president. And they continue to do this. I mean, what concerns me, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this with Michael Rubin, the former Pentagon official, is coming on in next. And, but, you know, kind of the, you know, loose lips sink ships, you know, you know, what the media is coming up, their punditry about Korea. Are they helping or are they hurting the process? And I would suggest with some of their, you know, involvement, I mean, this is even beyond John Kerry, which is a whole other issue. But some of the things that they're pointing out are not helping. It's like, you know, here it is. We have an opportunity to do something huge you know, for the world and the United States, and they're doing everything they can to spoil the opportunity. Amazing. Thank you very much, mainstream media, huh?
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, and as promised, Michael Rubin is with us, the resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, and author of the book Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. Michael, good morning. Good to have you with us. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We have so much to talk about, so appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Anytime. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Well, Michael, we were just talking about the mainstream media and how they are almost jumping up and down and cheering at the prospect that the North Korean summit may not come off as planned. I have, from day one, have been concerned at some of the punditry. I understand we live in a country where the, you know, free press and that sort of thing, but, and you've heard me say this before, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and opinion is rather rich right now, and I think at the same time dangerous, because it can be part and parcel to a potential successful summit with North Koreans. And as a Pentagon official, sometimes I'm sure, you know, when you hear the media spouting off their ideas of how to negotiate with a despot like Kim Jong-un, it must be laughable.
Well, it is laughable. Look, I've been pretty cynical about North Korea from the start, admittedly, simply because I've seen a pattern in which they will make amorphous, inexact promises, and then back out at the last minute. And so this seems part and parcel of their strategy. At the very least, it's brinkmanship. But, you know, the press has lost a lot of credibility with the United States. And where I see it, it's not just the partisanship, although that's certainly a large part of it. It's that the press went from reporting who, what, when, where, and why to deciding that they wanted to put their own op-eds on the front page of every newspaper. I happen to be friendly with the daughter of a former managing editor of the Washington Post from decades ago, and what she said is that her father wouldn't even vote on the PTA, on the local school board, because the news shop had to be strictly neutral on every single issue, and we've lost that.
Yeah, those were the days. And along the way, Michael, to your point, is I believe it's injured the mainstream media, and it's going to take them a while to regain credibility, like some of these other institutions that are being greatly exposed, like him or not. Donald Trump has definitely pulled back the curtain on all this laissez-faire kind of attitude about their responsibility and how they're supposed to serve the public.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Bill. I mean, I'll also trace it back to Woodward and Bernstein, and I'm friendly with many journalists, and when they get introspective, they will also identify the same watershed, because before Woodward and Goldstein, you had a situation where if you wanted to be a journalist, you would start out, you'd be on the beat, basically working your way up from local news and so forth. Again, that who, what, where, when, and why. In the aftermath of Watergate, you had a lot of schools start journalism programs, and everyone saw that this idea of investigative journalism could propel them to greatness. And the fact of the matter is, what many people have done is substitute their own opinion for investigative journalism.
Exactly. And much to their injury and our injury as well, because now, I mean, suddenly, Michael, I mean, this has never happened in my lifetime, but now that, you know, anonymity has as much weight as two or three witnesses.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I mean, many people in Washington want to share the glory. I mean, people always talk about how politics is acting for ugly people, but people want star billing. And if they feel that they can get newspapers calling them, then they will leak, they will leak, they will leak. They each have an agenda. And the fact of the matter is, if you don't want to, if you don't agree with President Trump's agenda, you shouldn't be in the administration. Look, I signed the Never Trump letter, and I stand by what I signed. I want the president to succeed where he succeeds. I'll criticize him where I think he deserves criticism. But the fact of the matter is, I made a conscious decision not to work for the administration. The worst possible option would be to go into the administration and then simply leak, because it should be the patriotic responsibility of every American to want the president to succeed.
Well, that's called integrity, Michael. Unlike James Comey in that interview with George Stephanopoulos, who, you know, kind of said, well, hey, well, no, it wasn't with George. It was with Brett Baer, I think, when he said that, yeah, he could still work with the president. Go, wait a minute. You just slammed the guy. You obviously disrespect him. How can you work in his administration?
Well, you know, that's absolutely the case, Bill. And again, I had experience in the Bush administration, and I think the average American would be shocked, would be absolutely shocked to see the state of civil insurrection among what Donald Trump labels the swamp when it comes to working for a Republican administration. And the whole basis of Republicanism, as I see it, as conservatism, and the reason why I'm a Republican is I believe in small government. I believe that given an option, the private sector is always better than the government at imposing solutions or creating solutions, and that individual liberty is too important to subvert to a professional bureaucratic class. But it is the professional bureaucratic class that makes up the civil service, and therefore, by nature, they tend to lean far more towards the Democratic Party, and they're not afraid to play dirty.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly that's what's coming out. I mean, we're a year down the road of the Mueller investigation, and what's coming up now, it's almost like it's unraveling. And, you know, I'm hearing the code blue sirens down the hallway, Michael. And, you know, they're going, okay, how do we put this thing out of its misery?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And, again, I'm cynical with regard to this whole Mueller investigation, because I happen to have gone to school with some of the people on his team who were the most partisan people imaginable. So to see them get up and talk about how they are completely non-political, non-partisan, despite having given thousands of dollars to Clinton, to me, just beggars belief. But that's only because I'm in a situation where I happen to know them personally.
Exactly. Well, and a lot of times, even if you don't know them personally, you know them by their actions. And, you know, when you are clearly one-sided, as has been evidenced, it's kind of hard to believe otherwise, that there's some sense of objectivity. You would hope that that would be the case, but, you know, hope is getting rather thin these days, Michael, when it comes to partisanship. And, you know, and I hate this this feeling that you've got to fight back partisanship with partisanship, you know, but it's like, when are we going to get through this enough to where we can find some middle ground to where it's win-win for we the people?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, let's call it what it is. The Mueller investigation increasingly strikes me as a slow-motion coup d'etat. Whether it's going to be an attempted coup or a successful coup, that remains to be seen. But it's deeply, deeply troubling to American democracy.
Michael, you know, when you say coup d'etat, and you're not the first one to say it on this radio show, we've heard this. I mean, it really shudders me. I mean, to think about a coup d'etat right here in the land of the free, home of the brave. But again, if we are not going to center ourselves and find our North Star in the Constitution and the laws and the boundaries established by our founding fathers, boy, we're running quite reckless here. I mean, we're like, you know, going on a journey without a compass, are we not?
You're right, Bill. And look, I recognize this as a coup d'etat, and I'm a never-Trumper. It's not out of loyalty to the personal loyalty to the president in this case. I oppose him, but it's deeply troubling.
Exactly. Yeah, a loyalty to the Constitution. Michael Rubin is with us. We've got more from Michael. We're going to go and talk about Israel right after this. Stay with us. 15 after the top of the hour.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
I was blinded, you gave me eyes to see. I was going under, you reached out to me. No, there's nothing you won't do to pick me up and pull me through every hour. Yeah, your love is like a
hey, we're- we're back with the America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Michael Rubin continues with us, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, author of the book Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. Michael, as always, we appreciate your time. We know you just got back from Israel and the Gaza and seeing firsthand what's going on with the Palestinians. Give us a report.
Well, I mean, basically, let's just dispel a few myths. First of all, this wasn't spontaneous. This was planned months in advance to coincide with the 70th anniversary of Israel's independence. Let's myth number two, that Gaza is somehow an open cesspool and open sewer. Remember, the life expectancy in Gaza is higher than in around 90 other countries. The unemployment rate, youth unemployment rate, is lower than in countries like Greece or Brazil. Infant mortality is far better than in countries like Egypt or India. Gaza has its problems, but its main problem is Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist entity. And the last thing to point out is this has been anything but nonviolent on the part of Hamas. 50 of the 62 people killed at the border are now acknowledged by Hamas to be Hamas members, and they were doing things such as burning tires in order to obstruct views while trying to lay bombs and so forth, building tunnels underneath to attack Israeli settlements. And over the last couple weeks, and I saw this firsthand, they were launching kites with Molotov cocktails in order to burn Israeli crops and hopefully burn Israeli towns as well from their perspective.
And, of course, that's not being reported, Michael. We're not seeing this.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. Sometimes in the media they try to make this out as some big human rights violation, but I would urge the media to actually read the Geneva Conventions, which say that you only get the full application of the Geneva Conventions, the full rights therein, if you abide by a four-part test, which includes not firing from civilian areas and using civilians as human shields, wearing uniforms, and so forth. And if Hamas chooses not to do that, they don't get any of the protections under international law. And the reason why that has existed for since the 1940s is if you give groups immunity to wear civilian clothes, to fire from schools and so forth, that only encourages more groups to do that, and you put more civilians at risk.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, look at the comparison here. Just going into this, we got the 70th anniversary of the rebirth of a nation of Israel. We've got this celebration. For the Palestinians, it is a day of catastrophe. It's Catastrophe Day. What do they call it? Nakba Day? Yeah, Nakba Day. So just look at those two perspectives, and that tells you why it's almost impossible to come to any kind of peaceful arrangement when you see, you look at the same day and you have these two diverse perspectives.
Well, it even goes beyond that, Bill, because when I was in Israel, I went to Jerusalem, but I also went to Ramallah, which is the capital of the Palestinian Authority. And while we talk about all this going on along the Gaza border, what's happening in the West Bank? It's quiet. People are becoming more prosperous. The fact of the matter is, what we see in Gaza has absolutely nothing to do with Israel. It has absolutely nothing to do with Jerusalem. It has everything to do with Palestinian politics, because the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, is in the 13th year of his four-year presidential term. He's 82 years old. He hasn't announced a successor, but he's in ill health, and so different groups are trying to maneuver in order to succeed him. And the press is basically helping Hamas along simply by being so gullible, being their useful idiots when it comes to their PR stunts.
And the Palestinians have made it clear from day one, I mean, especially since Yasser Arafat, that you don't negotiate with Israel. I mean, the only thing you're going to negotiate is how they leave the area, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, when it comes, first of all, let's remember Gaza Strip is not occupied again. Israel withdrew from the Gaza Strip in 2005, and the United Nations has ruled that Israel's blockade of Gaza is actually lawful. It's not a complete blockade. What it does is it allows humanitarian supplies in under the inspection of UN inspections, but it doesn't allow for example, Turks or Al-Qaeda affiliates and so forth, simply to smuggle weaponry into the Gaza Strip. So, you know, it really is strange what's going on, and what it really is, I mean, the people who are ruining their reputation the most are actually many of these Western journalists who are showing themselves to be so easily fooled.
Michael, how do they ignore the missiles above and the terror tunnels below? Are they just not doing their due diligence?
I'll date this. I mean, part of it is partisanship. Part of this I'll date back to Mary Robinson, the former president of Ireland, who had taken over the United Nations Human Rights Council at one point. On April 15th, 2002, she passed a resolution that said that resistance was legitimate. All types of resistance were legitimate, which in effect blessed car bombs. So if you want to look under the guise from a European perspective, international law, if you simply say that you don't like your neighbor, then you can do anything you want. You can stab school children, you can bash babies' heads against rocks and so forth. That is the legacy of Mary Robinson, the former president of Ireland.
Justified intifada. That's incredible. Michael, I want to get, you know, we talked about the human shields, and this is, you know, coming out ever so slowly, but we're seeing human shields, another issue there, where you just came from, and where, you know, this disruption and the rioting has been taking place, reports of young children being shot and killed, but they've been used as human shields, and we understand that UNRWA has been implicated in this as well. And we're talking a United Nations entity that America supports, and they're sending kids there at the front line. What's going on?
Well, I mean, this is one of the strange things when it comes to the notion of refugees. You're absolutely right, Bill, but what a lot of people also forget is that the United Nations, through UNRWA, uses a different definition of refugees for the Palestinians than it does for anywhere else in the world. First of all, residents of Gaza and residents of the West Bank technically aren't refugees because they still live in historical Palestine, and therefore they're, at best, they're displaced people. But throughout the world, you don't get your refugee status passed down through birth from generation to generation. If we took the same definition of refugee that the United Nations applies to the Palestinians and applied it to, for example, the partition of India in 1947, we would have over 200 million refugees between India and Pakistan. The fact of the matter is, at this point, the United Nations is perpetuating the conflict rather than resolving it. And if you don't trust me on this, just go to the founding documents of UNRWA, which say that it was supposed to close its doors back in 1951.
Yeah. But meanwhile, the United States is supporting this. How much longer does this take place?
Well, I suspect with Donald Trump in the White House and Mike Pompeo at the helm of the Foggy Bottom and John Bolton in the National Security Council, that UNRWA better be looking for some other sources of funding, because the idea that they can have that American taxpayer money is an entitlement is long since over.
Michael, one final question as we wrap this up here, and this is pretty significant, was the exposure of Iran and their secret dealings and what Bibi Netanyahu presented not only to the international community, but probably more specifically to Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, it was very significant. And while some people will say, hey, there's nothing new here, that just shows their subjectivity, because if you can dismiss 100,000 documents without inspecting them, that shows that you're more political than serious. There's also a precedent with regard to South Africa giving up its nuclear program in 1991. The IAEA required them to give up their archives. Iran tried to hide theirs. Case closed.
Well, there it is. Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. His book, Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. You read it and you see, wow, how pertinent and relevant it is even today, Michael. Great writing, and appreciate the time. Thank you so much, Michael Rubin.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. It's always great to have you along with us. And as always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com to be in the flow of the know, all the information you need to know, plus all kinds of free stuff right there, because we're givers and we like to share. Hey, I want you to know it's Global Accessibility Awareness Day, an annual day to get people thinking and learning about how technology can help people who have a disability, like not being able to see or hear, to feel included, share their lives with friends and family, and access information just like everyone else does. Well, Matt King, who's an engineer at Facebook, who lost his sight in college, and since has dedicated his entire career to making technology accessible to all people, is here to help us understand how artificial intelligence is now making it possible for people with disabilities to use social media and some of the life-changing ways people with disabilities are using Facebook to connect with their communities. Matt King, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, it is an honor to have you with us, and I want to get, you know, first of all, being a person dealing with a disability, what's it like to have a disability in today's world?
Well, it might sound like kind of a silly thing to say, but there's really never been a better time to have a disability. As a blind person in my life today versus 10, 20, or even 30 years ago is really different. I mean, the way that technology is making things possible now that were previously difficult or impossible is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is about accessibility, and this is why we have Global Accessibility Awareness Day. So what exactly, to help people understand, who are not dealing with disabilities, even those that do, what Global Accessibility Awareness Day is all about?
There are more than a billion people in the world, 20% of the population, that are experiencing some kind of disability, whether that be motor, sensory, or cognitive. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important that if we're going to
I guess right there is why accessibility is so important, because no one gets marginalized. I mean, everybody gets to participate, right?
That's exactly right. We want to make sure that it's possible for everybody to fully participate in society.
Well, Matt, yours is an interesting story, and here you are at Facebook. How did you connect with Facebook?
Well, I've been working in the field of accessibility since the late 90s, and making it possible for other people to experience the benefits of technology for somebody with a disability has been very important to me ever since, and it's really been my life goal. So what better place is there to work on helping people overcome disability than the largest social media platform in the world?
Wow. What a blessing for all concerned here, Matt. Artificial intelligence, of course, huge the way, I mean, it is like in the fast lane of our lives these days, and it's making it possible for blind people such as yourself to see Facebook. Explain to our audience what you mean by that.
If you're blind and you go on Facebook, you'll quickly find out that what people do most often is share things visually. People communicate visually because it's really natural and it's really easy. But if you're blind, that can really make you feel excluded from the conversation. There are more than 2 billion photos shared across Facebook every single day. So that's more than humans could possibly describe, but machines are up to the task. They never get tired, and we have figured out that it's possible for machines to describe photos. So for example, you might hear something like, image may contain 3 people smiling, sitting, indoors, eating. And that's information that previously, you know, without artificial intelligence would be out of reach unless you had a human available to describe what's in that photo.
Exactly. Well, you know, you touched earlier, Matt, that social media is playing such a creative part of our world today, where all people can participate. It is amazing how this has developed in this information age in which we live in. You know, for people such as yourself, others with disabilities, you know, all of a sudden this brings you back on the field of play, doesn't it?
Indeed it does. And it's, we're finding more and more important for people as they experience disability, that we provide avenues for them to connect with other people that can help them overcome the challenges of their specific disability and do the things that they dream of doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Matt, as the story goes, your story, your life story, you lost your sight in college. Tell us about that and how you became a Paralympian. And about your family life and that sort of thing. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I was born legally blind, and I had enough vision to, I'd say, ride a bike in daylight hours. I didn't have any nighttime vision. By the time I got to college, though, that vision started disappearing, and that, of course, was a really difficult time in my life. This was in the 1980s. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't a Facebook to help me find other blind people, but I did manage to connect with some who made a huge difference in my life, helped me understand that blindness isn't the end of life. It's just beginning of a different way of living mm-hmm. your life.
Yeah.
Through sport, I was able to build a lot more confidence in myself and really internalize something that I had previously intellectually understood, but maybe not understood completely in my heart, and that is you really do not have to expect less of somebody just because they have a disability. So I was involved in the Paralympics, and that put me around all different kinds of people with different kinds of disabilities and just amazing stories of what's possible in spite of disability.
Mm-hmm.
And today, you asked about my family. Today, through the Paralympics, I met my wife, and today we have 2 children.
Wow. And the blessings just keep on mounting here. And you've connected along the way with people like yourself who, you know, as you say, found, a new way to live live life and to live it to its fullest and enjoy, like Trevor Thomas, right?
Exactly. So Trevor's a great example of what Facebook can help make possible. He's a professional hiker and has hiked along with his guide dog, the Appalachian Trail, and many others. Mm-hmm. And he's also a photographer. Wow. As somebody who's completely blind, and he develops his following and helps people understand what he's doing and experiencing by sharing his experiences and his beautiful photography on Facebook.
Can you imagine, gosh, I mean, to be around Trevor Thomas, to be able to appreciate and see the world he does, and he shares it through the things that he's talented with and in photography. That's great. How about Jesse Lorenz? Tell us about Jesse.
Jesse is a blind mother who lives in the San Francisco area, and we learned about how she was using Facebook to build a community that helped her learn how to deal with life as a blind mother. You know, when she found out she was going to have a child and she was blind, and she was like, wow, I have a lot of questions. How am I going to deal with this? And by building a Facebook group with other people who are blind and parenting and other friends who are able to provide emotional support and encouragement, she was able to really overcome a lot of her fears, and is a wonderful mother.
Well, Matt, we got to leave it there. Yours is a wonderful story, and so many other wonderful stories to find out about it. Congratulations for all the great work and for your family. Continued success as Facebook's first blind engineer. Matt is pushing boundaries in software accessibility for people with disabilities. Matt King on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Matt.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day savings and kick off your summer projects early. Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with 12-pack select annuals, now 2 for $16. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Stay Green Garden Soil. 4 bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/16 to 5/23 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Jake!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, is that...
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com.
and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means. Yes, it's time for the movie guy. We're going to check out the box office this past weekend. Number one
Martinez
for the third
live
week in a row. The movie guy joins us live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. Steve, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine. So is Avengers, Infinity War. I hate to be redundant, but it is number one again. Was last weekend 62.1 million. That will be changing this weekend. We'll talk about that in a moment. However, this thing has just been on fire. It's made about $559 million domestically, another $1.1 billion worldwide. So that means it's up to about $1.6 billion just in the last 3 weeks or so. Amazing, huh?
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Well, we can take care of a lot of problems with that kind of money, I'm telling you.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Life at the Party, that was number two, making 17.8. Breaking In, number three. Overboard, number four. And A Quiet Place, rounding out the top five. Well, the reason I say that will be changing is we have another huge movie opening this weekend. This will be the largest opening for an R-rated movie in history. I'm talking about Deadpool 2.
Wow.
87% are recommending this, and you've, of course, heard about this one, right?
Oh, of course. And I'm disturbed, really. Why did they have to go R? I mean, you know, really? Was it just because, you know, they just can't help themselves?
Well, I guess so. I mean, it is kind of what this movie is all about. Not for the kids.
And,
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out this weekend. The first Deadpool movie made about $783 million worldwide. It was the number one R-rated movie of all time. This will surpass that. Here's what it's about. After surviving a near-fatal bovine attack, we have a disfigured cafeteria chef, Wade Wilson, played by, of course, Ryan Reynolds, struggling to fulfill his dreams of becoming Miami's hottest bartender while also learning to cope with his lost sense of taste. Searching to regain his spice for life as well as a flux capacitor, Wade must battle ninjas, the Yakuza, and a pack of sexually aggressive canines as he journeys around the world to discover the importance of family, friendship, and the flavor, all the while teaming together a team of fellow mutant rogues to protect a young boy of supernatural abilities from the brutal time-traveling mutant Cable. That's what, if you follow that, okay? Oh, that's what this one's all about.
It's the doggone dogs again. That's what they do it. They can't help themselves. R-rated dogs.
I guess. I don't know, man. There we are. 87% recommending
there we are.
Number one, like I say. Now, just when we thought that we may have escaped the 50 Shades of Grey thing, now we have a movie about people actually reading the 50 Shades of Grey book. It's called Book Club. Now, maybe you've heard about this one. This is about four lifelong friends. They have their lives forever changed after reading 50 Shades of Grey of their monthly book club. Here's what's going on. We've got Diane Keaton playing Diane, a recently widowed...
Gotta have her there.
if she's in here after 40 years of marriage, she's recently widowed. Get Vivian, played by Jane Fonda, enjoying her men with no strings attached. Sharon, played played by Candace Bergen, is still working through a decades-old divorce. And Carol, played by Mary Steenburgen, well, her marriage is in a slump after 35 years. You got these four lifelong friends. Lives are turned upside down when their book club tackles the infamous 50 Shades of Grey. Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, and Mary Steenburgen. We saw this trailer a couple of weeks ago when my wife and I were watching some other movie. My wife says, oh, gosh, we've got to see that. And I'm going, oh, man. You know, if I go to this thing, I'll be the only guy in the theater. And I'm hoping somehow to escape it. That's why I bought my tickets early for Deadpool 2, by the way. It's out there, and let's see, 61%.
Just to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Just to make sure. 61% are recommending that
Well,
one. Good luck, huh?
We'll see if that check makes her. We'll see. Stay tuned. Yes.
Okay, we have Show Dog. This is a PG family film here for you. Not rated for the critics, but if you're looking for a family film, this looks pretty good. Show Dogs is a family comedy about the unlikely pairing of a human detective, played by Will Arnett, and his canine partner, voiced by Chris Ludacris Bridges. They have to go undercover at the world's most exclusive dog show to solve their biggest case yet and avert a disaster from happening. It's called Show Dogs PG, family film, in case you want to take the family to the local multiplex this weekend. On a completely different note, this really looks good. It's called Pope Francis, A Man of His Word. And it's done by Wim Wenders, obviously a German filmmaker. He's been nominated for Academy Awards. It's a new documentary, Pope Francis, A Man of His Word, and it's intended to be a personal journey with the Pope. This isn't a documentary about his biographical past or anything. This is about his ideas and his message, and they're central to this documentary, which sets out to present his work of reform and his answers to today's global questions, from the deep concern for the poor and wealthy inequality to his involvement in environmental issues and social justice. Basically, it's a look at the man and what he believes, his life now. And this, he looks into the camera. If you've seen the trailer, he just looks into the camera and talks to you about his vision for the world and what he thinks of current events and, of course, the church. 87% are recommended. Sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Well, it is, and especially in light of, you know, the recent confusion that this Pope has stirred up. I'm wondering if this is going to answer some of the questions that many in the flock have had, and especially in this particular case, we got a polished filmmaker, so that'll be good. It's not going to be from some 83, 93-year-old man who's in some stage of Alzheimer's interviewing the Pope and confusing some of his positions all the more, you know. So
right. Well, I think you're going to get clarification on whatever the Pope thinks. I mean, that's kind of what I take away from it. And you can check out the trailer. It's really good. It looks like an interesting film. And, you know, the Pope is such a powerful individual. And I like this Pope. I think he's what the Pope should be. Anyway.
Yeah.
We have Beach.
Good.
Up this weekend as well. 63% are recommending this one. This looks kind of cool. It takes place in England back in 1962, and this is adapted from Ian McEwan's best-selling novel. And it centers on a young couple from drastically different backgrounds in the summer of 62 over there in England, following the pair through their idyllic courtship. And then the film explores sex and the societal pressure that can accompany physical intimacy, leading to an awkward and fateful wedding night, which doesn't sound good. Mm-hmm. I would hate to have anybody describe my wedding night as awkward and fateful.
I hear tension music in the background coming.
I think so. Interesting concept there. On Chesil Beach, 63% recommending. And then a movie which is getting great reviews. It's been big on the festival circuit. 98% recommending First Reformed. This is starring, well, it's got an interesting cast. Amanda Seyfried, Ethan Hawke, and Cedric the Entertainer in this. He's been getting a lot of work besides his comedy. This is about Reverend Ernest Toller, played by Ethan Hawke. He's a solitary middle-aged parish pastor at a small Dutch Reformed church in upstate New York. The church is on the cusp of celebrating its 250th anniversary. And he's a former military chaplain. He's racked by grief over the death of his son. And Mary is a member of his church whose husband, a radical environmentalist, commits suicide, setting this plot in motion. They don't really reveal what's going on here, but it looks like an interesting film. Obviously, the critics like it. 98% recommending First Reformed out this weekend. Another film here, which is entitled Saving Brenton. This is a documentary about, well, it takes place in a farmhouse basement in Iowa in the countryside, and it's the basement of an eccentric collector. His name is Mike Zaws, and he makes this remarkable discovery, the showreels of the man who brought moving pictures to America's heartland. And these are old films with things like rare footage of President Teddy Roosevelt, the first moving images from Burma. And these are the films really that introduced movies to the world. And they really didn't end up in the middle of Iowa by accident. The old nitrate reels are just some of the artifacts that belong to this guy by the name of William Franklin Brinson. And from thousands of trinkets and handwritten journals and receipts and posters and catalogs emerged the story of this very inventive farm boy who became America's greatest barnstorming movie man. And as this collector uncovers this hidden legacy, he begins a journey to restore this William Franklin Brinson, and the name that should be more prominent in American history. It takes us to the Library of Congress, to Paris, and back for this big screen extravaganza in the same small town movie theater where Frank first turned on a projector nearly 100 years ago. It's called Saving Brinson.
Amazing.
Yeah, that looks great, especially if you're into movies and things like this.
Could you imagine going through all those archives, Steve-O?
Yeah, I mean, it's like frozen in time, a particular era frozen in time.
Exactly.
Saving Brinson. And we have another movie called Sawler's Point. Now, this tells the story of Keith, this 24-year-old, newly released kid from prison. And he's living with his father, played by Jim Belushi. He's under house arrest in Baltimore. Now, Keith is struggling to reestablish himself and break free of the bonds forged behind bars within a community scarred by unemployment, neglect, and deeply entrenched segregation. His intentions are in the right place. He possesses an aggressive desire to get back on his feet and turn the page. However, he taps into all his familiar resources, and he finds that he may be reverting to his old ways. It's Sawler's Point. 86% are recommending that one. And last week we talked about this Jim Belushi, or rather this Jim Carrey movie. Remember this thing? It's just,
yes.
I guess it's...
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. What's going on?
Well, I mean, we heard about it last week, and I looked around. It didn't seem to be playing anywhere, but now I think they brought it up again this weekend. It's called Dark Crimes, and this is a murder investigation of a slain businessman. It turns to clues found in an author's book about an eerily similar crime based on the 2008 article True Crimes, A Postmodern Mystery by David Grann. This stars Jim Carrey in what looks to be anything but a comedy. Unfortunately, no critic is recommending. Zero. So
They can't see the movie. They can't find the movie. It's a treasure hunt kind of movie. Hey, I had a chance to see Michael Bolton's American Dream, Detroit. It was a Phantom event this week. Very interesting, as to what happened to the Motor City and the rebirth of it and how the local, the community, the people from inside out have rebuilt Detroit. Quite fascinating. I wanted to, get on a plane and go out there and see it firsthand myself. American Dream Detroit with Michael Bolton. Well done, Phantom event.
Great.
Well, Steve, that's a wrap for us. We'll see you at the Cineplex.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.